Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP Section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guests.
Thank you, Sarah. Welcome to the Building a Tax and Financial Planning Advisory Business podcast series. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to build a financial planning practice or expand into planning services. CPAs are forward-thinking and relationship-oriented professionals, taking the time with individual clients to think about their life goals and financial needs in an integrated way has always been core to the profession and has been growing steadily over the past decade, with CPAs broadening into new areas that now benefit greatly from their expertise and insight a CPA can offer. These are exciting times that bring new possibilities for CPAs who are willing to embrace them, finding success, longevity, and a satisfied client base. Maybe you're looking for ways to deepen client relationships, or increase revenue streams, or ways to increase your company's value. Embracing the evolution of the profession by broadening service from tax into other planning areas, such as estate, retirement, risk management, and investment planning, can help you do that. If you're considering expanding or formalizing tax and financial planning advisory services, let this podcast series and the resources outlined here guide you on your journey. Let's turn to our panelists for introductions. Let us take a little bit about ourselves and our practices to give our listeners a sense of building a tax and financial planning advisory business and help them decide which business model is right for them. In my case, I built a model of financial planning investments both on a fee-only basis, and we have done that from the start where all of our clients who are investment clients have a financial plan. And again, everything on a fee basis. So looking at our panelists, Susan, why don't you tell us a bit about your practice, because you're kind of unique on our panel where you don't do the investment fees.
Thank you, Ted. Hello, I'm Susan Tillery, and I'm president and co-founder of Paraclete Financial. I am in Kennesaw, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta. Our firm, as Ted mentioned, is quite unique. We are a fee-for-service personal financial planning firm. We do not sell products, and we do not manage assets. Our firm acts as an advocate for our clients with a discipline focused on independence and objectivity. And we offer integrated personal financial planning. And this includes tax planning, retirement or independence planning, estate planning, risk management or insurance planning, cash flow planning, charitable planning, business planning, and asset protection planning. Our implementation of our clients' plans is 100% because we create a plan that's independent and objective, and then we take our client to whatever other advisors they need in order to have their plan implemented. We walk with them through that entire implementation phase, educate them, encourage them, and act as their advocate with their other advisors. We then continue our relationship with them going forward by offering quarterly meetings where we monitor and update their plans.
Scott, you have retained the tax piece, and as such, possibly a way that folks who have retained the tax piece can look into how do you then expand into this. So can you tell us a bit about your practice?
Sure, Ted. Thanks, and I'm glad to be here today. My name is Scott Sprinkle, and I am a managing member of Sprinkle & Associates, LLC, and Sprinkle Financial Consultants, LLC. Obviously, we're CPAs. We're very creative with our names. But we are a tax and wealth management practice, and we do focus and have a large tax compliance practice. It makes up about 50% of our revenues. And then we also work on the investment consultation and management side. We have a family office practice. We work on financial planning and cash flow management with our clients, retirement planning, estate and wealth planning, compensation and benefit consulting, insurance and survivor needs, and then college and dependent funding would be another realm of our practice. We are set up as a multi-tiered practice. When we started our firm back in 1994, we really started and built it around a few high net worth families. So we, in the family office practice, We work with families generally that we would define them as net worth over $50 million and work with those clients on all their financial needs, kind of serve as the COO or CFO of the family office. And we can talk a little bit more later on the podcast about how we kind of work through that part of the practice. Then the other tiers that we have, we moved in then and took some of those services that we were providing to the family office clients and made them available to corporate executives and closely held businesses. Generally, those clients have in the range of $2 million to $20 million of net worth when we're working with them, and that's another tier of the practice. We have the CPA firm and the registered investment advisory firm. We consider them brother, sister, or sister firms. The RIA firm's SEC registered, and I will have another session on that during the podcast. But we have the two firms mostly for a regulatory purpose and from a management purpose to the extent we have to report something. We're in Colorado, so we have the Colorado board that we have to apply the CPA firm to, and then the SEC we're registered on the investment side. We custody assets at multiple places. Most of our assets are custody at Charles Schwab. Also have some at TD Ameritrade and Fidelity. And the family office assets are held primarily in bank trust accounts or at trust departments. And that's kind of the firm. We are fee-only, so on the RIA side, we charge on an AUM basis. Do not take any commissions or outside fees from clients. And the CPA firm, we bill on an hourly basis or a fixed fee approach. And the only other kind of final parting piece is we've got about 12 professionals right now, six CPAs, two of which are PFS designation. We have one EA, a couple of bookkeepers, and then some general staff. It's the way that we're structured.
Thanks, Scott. Chris, tell us a bit about your practice.
Yeah, my name's Chris DeBlanc. I work with RSM. RSM is a global accounting firm. We're the fifth largest accounting firm, I think, in the U.S., a little over $2 billion in revenue, 10,000 employees worldwide. I'm a tax manager in their private client service group. I work primarily with business owners and high net worth individuals. Some of the services that I provide, tax planning, estate planning, philanthropic planning. At my core, I'm a tax guy who got his PFS and delved into financial planning, but kept it in-house in a traditional tax practice. RSM has a lot of resources being a big firm. So we also have a wealth management practice that's separate. It's a separate LLC. We also have a RSM US Insurance Agency Services, which is a separate LLC. So we do separate the services that we offer. We keep the tax auditing consulting under RSM US and then wealth management separate and then insurance separate. I take a team approach. So I do work with all business segments of RSM. I don't personally manage assets. If it rises to the level of asset management, I push it to the wealth management team. They charge, you know, they're a registered investment advisory firm, fee only, 1% of assets under management or a fixed fee for a plan. Their goal is really to manage assets. I don't have a lot of insight on how the insurance agency is structured. We recently acquired them, I think last year. I'm pretty sure they're commission based. On the tax side, we don't get any of that. So on the tax side, when I'm doing planning, it's hourly based or fixed fee, kind of by the project. And again, so I lean heavily on the tax return from a planning perspective. So I'm looking at the tax return for planning opportunities with insurance, estate, retirement, business planning, and philanthropic planning.
Thank you, Chris. I think even though you say you're a large firm, I think a lot of what you talked about fits anyone, no matter what size firm, especially with your tax analysis that you just mentioned. Michael, you're on our panel as the only person who's never prepared a tax return. Tell us a bit about your practice.
Hi, my name is Michael Goodman. My practice is in New York City. After working for a mid-sized firm for about 3 or 4 years and then ultimately working in a big four firm, I decided to quit my job and start my own practice. That was a wealth management practice, and I did that about 22 years ago. So starting from scratch, I built a wealth management practice that focused on financial planning first and investment advisory second. I do both for almost all my clients, but financial planning first is the emphasis because that's what I think makes the most sense, to understand the how and why you invest before doing so, and being able to help and advise clients on the range of financial planning topics. We have about 15 employees, is about $600 million in assets under management, over about 230 families. We're mostly an AUM-based fee model, but we do have some retainer, hourly, and project-based revenue as well.
Always short and to the point. Thanks, Michael. Brooke, tell us a bit about your practice in California.
This is Brooke Salvini. I'm in Avila Beach, California. I have a comprehensive financial planning practice. The emphasis is on financial planning, and most of my fees are based on an hourly basis or a retainer. Unlike many other financial planners, I do not charge an AUM fee. My clients have a broad range of interests and needs, and I'm just really thrilled to help them with their needs and the comprehensive nature of financial planning.
Thank you, Brooke. Jean-Luc, you always have some insightful comments throughout our two-day presentation, but without the insights, at least tell us how you started and what you're doing today.
Hi, this is Jean-Luc Bourdon. My practice is in Santa Barbara, California. I started out in public accounting in tax practice and realized that clients had a lot of questions that went far beyond the tax return. So I made it a habit to always give them a little more information, and over time realized that I needed to formalize my education about general financial planning topics. I joined the AICPA financial planning section, and before I knew it, I was calling myself a financial planner. I ended up managing investments for clients, and today my practice is solely dedicated to financial planning, wealth management. And the way I charge for my services is either hourly, which is now a small portion of the practice, or financial planning engagement, a standalone engagement. But the bulk of the practice is based on assets under management, which is a fee on the investments.
Thank you, Jean-Luc.
Ellen, your practice is a little different. You're not doing tax and financial planning, but rather helping all of us who are doing tax and financial planning. Could you describe your business, please?
Sure. Thank you, Ted. Thank you for having me. I provide investment advisory firms investment advisor regulation and compliance management consulting. I help investment advisors across the United States and the UK in understanding the regulations that they need to follow and developing pragmatic solutions that fit within the frameworks of regulation and good business operations.
Thank you, Ellen.
And Dave, I know you enjoyed yourself last year, and we're looking forward to having you back on the panel this year. Tell us about your practice, Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave Stoltz, and I have a financial planning firm in Tacoma, Washington. There's four of us total, so we're nice and small, which is kind of the way we like it. I was involved in a local CPA firm doing all the things you would expect to do as a local CPA, and had a couple of events happen in my personal life that sort of made me start to ask questions about how long people wanted to work and so on. My father had passed away early, and that kind of just triggered me asking clients questions about how long do they want to do this, and how much does it take, and how many acorns is enough, and all the kind of things that you wonder about. And what I realized was that I had a strong desire to do this. And so 15 years ago, I made a move to divide from that CPA firm and set up my own firm. At that point, I was 95% revenue doing tax return work and financial statements, and 5% doing financial planning and asset management. And 15 years later, now it's about the other way around. It's about 95% revenue on the financial planning side. We manage assets, and we do it as fee only, which means no commissions and any of that. And we also have a heavy emphasis on financial planning. Everybody that we work with knows where they're trying to get to and knows what the objectives are. So that's how I got here, and it's something that I completely enjoy doing now. So I look back and think my path was wonderful, and I'm excited to be where I'm at.
Thanks, Dave. On behalf of the PFP section, this has been Ted Saremski. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly encourage you to join us at the Building a Tax and Financial Planning Advisory Business Workshop and visit the Planning and Tax Advisory Services Hub at AICPA.org/growadvisoryservices to learn more about the why, the what, and the how. Stay tuned for Sarah Bradley, who will tell you how to find these valuable resources. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit aicpa.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.